Hello, hello, this is Positive Phil with the Positive Phil Show.
Louder now. Give it up for yourself, come on.
There you go.
All right, let your voice be heard, PositivePhil.com. Don't go changing unless you're trying to change for the good. It's okay to be bad sometimes, though, right? No. All right, on the show, we are chatting a little bit about grace. What is grace? And we also I'm introducing you to Eric Groves. Who the H is Eric Groves? Well, I'll tell you who Eric Groves is. He is my new best friend and the CEO and co-founder of Alignable.com. Yeah, go to Alignable, A-L-I-G-N-A-B-L-E, Alignable.com, the largest online network of small business owners with over 4 million members across 30,000 communities. That's how you do it. A lot of entrepreneurs listen to the show. A lot of business owners listen to the show. And shakers and doers and thought leaders, go ahead and sign up. It's free. Just check it out. You'll be able to connect and build strong relationships. That's what you need for success, right? And this guy is an email marketing, engagement marketing expert. I listened to a few of his MSNBC contributions and Fast Company. All right, we have a great show with him. Let me play a clip of our conversation to get this thing started, just so you can get a taste of what we have in store.
But, you know, they're entrepreneurs. I'm an entrepreneur. I love to see other people succeed. And to be the platform that's making that happen, it's hard not to be excited.
He is passionate because he's helping people. My mom would say, and she still says it, go find the helpers. And I'm glad Eric is on the show because he is helping companies succeed. He's doing it. They're raising money. They're running it. All right. What is grace? I was golfing the other day and my buddy hit this sweet chip shot and he looks to the heavens with his club and says, "That's my karma coming back." I'm like, oh my gosh. And deep down I'm thinking, no, it's not, dude. I party with you. Well, maybe it is. He's a good guy. Okay, what is grace? Grace is the opposite of karma. You know, karma is all about getting what you deserve. Actually, Jason, you don't deserve that chip shot. No. Okay, grace is getting what you don't deserve. Grace is getting what you don't deserve. And I was thinking about that this morning because last night I went to bed angry and crabby and I didn't even go to bed, really. It was a hard day. I don't know. I'm breathing. I'm walking. Sometimes I feel like I don't deserve. And I don't. That's what grace is. I mean, I'm alive. We're alive. We're doing this thing together. Okay. I also have to mention this. I have a fan in Wisconsin, and her name is Jamie. And I was hanging out at a birthday party, 5-star resort in Newport Beach. Beautiful, beautiful Pelican Hill area. And her husband was sitting there by the pool and we were listening to music and we were having fun. And all he is talking about for at least a half an hour is his wife. And I thought that was awesome. So Jamie, I just wanted to say thank you for listening, an awesome boyfriend or husband you have. He's a great guy. All right, and you're cool too. Remember Seattle, that Seattle Packer game? That was fun. All right, put your hands together for Eric Groves. Oh, wait. Before Eric, this is my motivation corner. I can't forget about this. Everybody needs a jolt of motivation.
When it matters most. When the odds are against me, when precedent says no. There I will be. when the right path happens to be the lonely path. And victory is separated by a drop 1 million feet deep or a cliff 2 million feet high. There I will be. When they expect failure, anticipate defeat, celebrate each setback, there I will be, standing tall and ready.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, standing tall and ready. Go get it now. Put your hands together for Eric Groves and visit alignable.com. During this chat, sign up. All right.
Are you past that stage?
Oh, yeah. I think Ben Katz kind of fond of saying, you know, the joy of being an entrepreneur is you get the highest of highs followed by the lowest of lows, but there's always another high coming next. And that's kind of how you go through it, right? It's, you know, if you were here for the steady state, you wouldn't be an entrepreneur, that's for sure.
You know, I have to really, truly believe that, because sometimes I get so anxious and I'm in the low. And I forget that, you know, hey, your high will come again. You know, it's just Sometimes I forget and then I get all frustrated and go down in a spiral.
Yeah, well, that's one of the joys of having a co-founder in many ways is that you tend to be high when the other one's low. Very rarely do you both go low, low, right? So
right.
There's always somebody to pull you out. And if not, then you've got to, you know, you always have to have a strong family behind you that helps out a lot. But, you know, I wouldn't trade it for the world, that's for sure.
Now, tell me a little bit about why you created Alignable, or why the both of you created it.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been in small business space for some 30 odd years now, and always been very passionate about small business, I guess, because they're all entrepreneurs, kind of like me. And my sort of theory on, you know, why people become entrepreneurs is they've got, you know, they all have some little chip on their shoulder where someone told them something couldn't be done, or you couldn't make that happen. And being able to solve that problem myself in saying, you know, I really strongly believe that small business owners are stronger together than they are trying to do it alone. And being able to build a platform that actually makes that come true, and at the same time make the dreams come true of a lot of other entrepreneurs who are small business owners, is kind of a dream come true. And so we founded the business to really unite the small business economy.
I love entrepreneurs as well. I kind of consider myself one with riddled flaws, but when did you know that you were an entrepreneur?
Well, geez, I think, you know, back in high school, I had a football coach that, you know, I basically bailed out my senior year playing football, and he came up to me and he said, I could have made you a star. And it's like, nobody's going to make me a star. I'm going to make myself a star.
Right.
And it was kind of that realization back then that, you know, authority telling you can or can't do something will either push you down or inspire you to do something. And, you know, I think that was sort of my earliest taste of it way back then. But I've always had that kind of gene in my body, which was like, yeah, tell me I can't do something, I'll go figure out a way to get it done.
I love it. I'm a big fan of you and your product. I mean, I'm Constant Contact.
Ah, yeah.
I still use it.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, there's another example of just a challenge that small business owners had, which was bringing their existing customers back. And, you know, in the early days when we started to sell Constant Contact, we actually went door to door, kind of like you said you were doing, but I was doing it in Atlanta, and asking people, you know, do you want to do email marketing? And we were getting thrown out left and right. And I realized, you know, they didn't even have a list. And so I wasn't sort of going at the problem the right way. And so I went back to a bunch of businesses and I was like, wow, this is a really cool store. Can I join your mailing list? They're like, well, we don't have one. I was like, really? How do you get people to come back and know what you're up to? I was like, well, how would I build a list? And we'd take out a piece of paper and we'd write, you know, first name, last name, email address, and put it out by the counter. I'm like, well, let me either be the first one to add my name, just leave it out and see what happens. And, you know, it was from that that people started to realize, hey, there's a better way to be doing this. And, you know, Constant Contact was just a tremendous ride in really just changing the way small businesses bring their customers back. So a lot of fun.
Sign me up. I love it. Sometimes you have to walk people through. I mean, it could be a 80-year-old CEO of a big old public company, and it's like you don't have a landing page on your website, and they have a marketing team. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you have to sit down and write it down for them and just show them the way.
Well, and it's amazing because I go to a lot of these small business conferences, and you hear people say, you know, small business owners just don't have time. And I'm like, that's because you're lazy in the way you sell, if you're saying that. Because every small business owner I've spent time with, literally when you take the time to educate them and help them be successful, they have more time than you can imagine to spend with you. But if you come in the door and you're like, buy my stuff, of course they're going to be like, I don't have time. And they're going to tell you to go away. Right. And so education is really the best way to sell to small business. And I hate to use the word sell, but it's like there's a difference between selling and buying. And what you really want to do is get somebody so excited about what you offer that they want to buy it from you, not that I have to sell you on it, right?
Yes.
And so education is really the vehicle that helps small business owners understand the opportunity. And once they understand the opportunity, they're more than capable of figuring out how to buy. And we used to do these educational seminars all around the country. And I used to love when someone would come up to me at the end and say, well, but you know, you taught me how to market, you taught me how to bring my customers back, but you didn't teach me how to buy Constant Contact. And I was like, well, so what are you going to do first? I'm like, well, I'm going to build a list. What are you going to do when you have a list? Well, I guess I'd just Google Constant Contact and sign up. I'm like, really? Do I have to sell you? You're smart enough to figure it out. And, and I think that's one of the things that we brought to Alignable when we created it was really this notion of solve a real pain and they will invite others to join the party. And in a sense, I mean, that's why we've grown to 4 million businesses doing no marketing whatsoever. It's all been viral.
Oh yeah. I signed up with Alignable it seems like years ago. I mean, when did this...
Wow. We launched January 2014 with a couple hundred businesses outside of Boston, and it literally flew virally across North America. So now we're adding hundreds of thousands of businesses every quarter.
How fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's truly an awesome experience.
Oh, it's fun to grow something. Yeah. But it's also fun to grow something that's helping businesses and helping people.
Absolutely.
Eric Groves is CEO and co-founder of Alignable, alignable.com, the social network for local businesses to connect, collaborate, find new customers, and share and learn with industry peers. So why do businesses connect with other businesses? Of course, they want to sell stuff, but I'm sure they also want to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you ask a small business owner, how do you feel on a daily basis? And you probably ask entrepreneurs the same question because they're both the same. You hear often, I feel alone or I feel isolated.
Yes.
And basically everything about the small business economy that is a challenge can be solved by bringing small business owners together. You know, when you're in a large corporation and you got a question about marketing, you can go to the VP of marketing or the director of communications or whatever. You have them at your beck and call. When you're a small business owner, you're in your space, your office, your store by yourself. And just simply having the opportunity to ask a question about how do I get my sign approved in this town, or what's the best place to find some part-time employees, or what POS system should I use? Right? I mean, we all want to make decisions based on trust, right? I want to go to somebody I trust, ask a question, and get an answer that really, you know, can help me grow my business. And so with 4 million businesses on the platform now, our members have the ability to ask questions and get phenomenal answers. You know, some of the answers come from within their community, some come across their industry, some come from industry experts. But small business owners love to help each other out, and we're just facilitating all that interaction.
I get emails at times from Alignable about a referral in my community. You know, okay, so here, I'll lay it all on the table. At first, with this social network and LinkedIn and all of this other stuff, I used to try to get as many people following me and liking me, and it's like so overwhelming. My Twitter account, hundreds of thousands. It's like, what the? And now it's people from all over the country with all these shade. Who knows? I don't know if they're shady or not. And my brother again said to me, he goes, Phil, you're using social media to reach out to people that are in other countries and other states when you should be. You're in North County, San Diego County, right there, Carlsbad. I mean, you should know everyone in your community. You know how many people live around in your neighborhood that probably own business? So I had this little moped, and I'm putting my cards like a landscaper would in their driveway. Positive.
There you go.
But I am going to start really using so Alignable. It's not about how many people you have. It's just those connections within your hood, connections within your area.
Well, you know, it's really about what are the connections that are going to help you solve the challenges that you face. You know, Facebook is a social platform that really thrives off of boredom, right? I'm bored. I go check out what people are doing on Facebook.
Yes.
You know, when you're logging into Alignable, you're logging in because it's really purposeful. I need to solve a problem. I need to learn something from people who have an expertise in this. And most people join primarily to connect with others in their community. And there's a lot of data that supports why you should do that, right? 80% of a small business's customers come from within 10 miles. The number one source of new customers for any small business is word of mouth referrals, right? And word of mouth is just two things, words and mouths. And mouths is a network of people willing to put their reputation on the line for you and your business. And the most important people then are the people that can be your mouths inside that 10-mile radius. And the test just happens to be that those are other small business owners. So you need to build those local connections and nurture them. You know, they're not just like, hey, connect with me, connect with me, connect with me. It's like, hey, Phil, let me connect with you because I really would love to learn more about you and your business so I can refer the right people to you and you can refer the right people to me. And when I have a question about how do I get my sign approved, I know you've gone through this, so I'm going to go ask you, right? And then once you've got that established, then, you know, you can go off into vertical discussions or topical discussions. But at the core, it's that local community. And we've got 30,000 communities on the platform. And they're, you know, they could be hundreds of businesses to thousands of businesses.
I just want to meet entrepreneurs in my community that I can actually have a beer with and play some golf and do some business stuff. But like real business relationships, like you said, where you can count on them, because even the little stuff, I was trying to get one of these, you know, the street signs to adopt the highway. And I didn't know the process to get one. And I went through, I should have turned to someone and, you know, a platform and asked some questions. But when you're putting it out there to strangers, sometimes you don't know what type of answer you're getting back. So if I had a network that was a closed little network in my community that I could rely on to get information from, and then they can rely on me to give information, I think this is great what you've built.
Thanks. You know, and it's, you don't have to have a complete network to take advantage, right? On it, within the application, you can go to your community and then there's a local discussions tab on the left. You can click there and you can literally start a conversation with all of the other members in your community, right? So you can get on there and say, hey, does anybody want to go play Torrey Pines with me? Which I'm kind of envious of you because you're paying local rates. But you know, you can say, hey, I want to have a meetup. And I'm looking for people that do events, like, you know, do weddings. So I want to kind of network with photographers and restaurateurs that do catering and florists and bakeries and limo drivers and those kind of people. Come on over to my place and we're going to, you know, just all get together and have a beer and talk about stuff. You have the ability to do that now. You don't have to face it all by yourself.
Is this, this seems still, to me, it seems like you're so excited still. Like I hear it in your voice. It's, I mean, you've been doing this for years. Are you a little bit, are you just as excited as you were the first year?
Absolutely. You know, it's, I always measure it by my kids when I go out and I'll walk into a business and they're like, oh, here we go again. You know, I'll start talking to the business owner and, you know, it's great now because my kids are grown up and they've all like, they've come and done internships at the company and they, I love to go and see them out there giving the spiel to small business owners about why they should connect. But you know, they're entrepreneurs. I'm an entrepreneur. I love to see other people succeed. And to be the platform that's making that happen, it's hard not to be excited.
I'm looking at a lot of stuff online about you and you're bigger than I thought, right? Because you have your hands in a lot of, wait, you were a corporate guy before, correct?
Oh gosh, yeah. I started at Citicorp and then went to Southwestern Bell, now AT&T. And I've done the full range of things, but my heart is in the small business startup world.
I love it. I think you should do a bunch of little things to figure out what you really want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've traveled all over too. I spent a lot of time in the Midwest. You know, lived in Omaha, Iowa City, all over the place. And, you know, I just love meeting different people from different backgrounds. And, you know, and that's the funny thing that you find is that when you talk to a lot of people, you realize that we're all just facing the same challenges at different times. And if somebody else has solved this, you know, 100 times before you, then boy, it's nice to be able to tap into that reference of that group of people and not have to suffer through it alone.
Yeah, that's for sure. Why were you traveling around in the Midwest?
Oh, you know, I went, I was in the telecom business. I was doing cellular systems at AT&T and then went to MFS Communications that was putting fiber optic rings all over the world and then ended up at InfoUSA, which is a database company, really helping generate leads in the Yellow Pages business way back. And then went to my first startup in Maryland. So and then got acquired by Alta Vista. You remember those guys?
Mm-hmm.
Ended up moving back to Boston, which is where I was from, and then ended up at Constant Contact and started Alignable. So, yeah, it's been a fun lap.
Right? I like the journey. It seems like it was a hustle and a grind. And, I mean, I see success, but sometimes I just look at the success and I don't focus on, well, I don't realize how many problems and struggles and challenges were in the route to get to that success.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're fun, right? Overcoming challenges is a blast. If it gets you excited, then you should be an entrepreneur. If you don't like to overcome problems, then yeah, it's not the gig for you, but it's certainly a fun one for me.
So Alignable, what's next?
Well, you know, our goal is to get all of the businesses in North America on the platform. So we got a little ways to go. We're making a good dent in that. And then, you know, expand beyond that. We really believe that, you know, you start off with a network and then you add marketplace elements. So we're now trying to help our users buy and sell from each other and make that process easier. Then we're going to start tackling some of their bigger problems around hiring, financing their business. We had Karen Mills, who was the head of the Small Business Administration in the Obama administration, joined us as an investor and an advisor, which is incredible. She's helping us think through the whole, you know, how small businesses get access to capital. And, you know, we believe we can help enormously by helping them teach each other the best paths and what to look out for. We just got tons and tons of stuff to work on, and then ultimately we'll go conquer the rest of the world.
Jeez, one day at a time, Eric.
I know. It's crazy.
I mean, doesn't that get you a little bit riled up when you have so much on your plate? Because you just rattled off a few things, and it's like, man, those are huge initiatives.
It gets me excited. I don't know. You know, you hire a great team of people and you go slay some mountains and have some fun.
Yes, I love it. Okay. So how many small businesses right now?
About 4 million.
And how many are there?
Well, it depends on how you slice it. There's sort of 30 million traditional small businesses in North America, and then another 30 million who are people that generate small business type income, but it's not their primary income they report on their tax filing. So it's people with the side gigs that are, you know, yoga instructors or personal trainers or whatever. So, you know, 60 million, and we got four on so far. And our goal is to make, you know, connect all of them. So whatever you can do to help us, Phil, we'll appreciate.
Oh, I'm doing it.
You are. It's awesome to be part of this.
I really need to spend some time on the platform as well, because these are all the struggling points that, you know, this platform could solve for me. I just want to be known in my community by other. And I liked what you said about the buy and sell ecosystem kind of between the people in those communities. Why am I buying pencils from a guy in Florida when I could buy them from this guy near me in my community?
Yeah, and all you got to do is know that they exist, right? And build a little bit of a relationship. And, you know, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to turn to that person. And, you know, we literally had a funny story. We had two women that were working out in a yoga class next to each other for like 4 months. And one of them got on Alignable, noticed the other one was there. It's like, you're an architect? And the other one's like, yeah. It's like, I'm an interior designer. We've been working out next to each other for 4 months. And I just figured this out by going on Alignable. And she's like, oh my God, I didn't know. And so, you know, and then their funny story of working together ever since. But you never know. You know, you look to your left, you look to your right in your kid's classroom when your parents' night. Odds are one of them is a small business owner.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Only you can make the right things happen in your life. You don't need anyone else to give you your life direction. But how do you feel your life is going right now, business and personal?
Oh, I love it. You know, I think the business is cranking away. My kids are now out of the house and doing fabulously well. And my wife and I are having a ball, you know, rediscovering what life's like without kids around the house. So, you know, can't complain on any fronts. And, you know, it's a wonderful time to be an entrepreneur, and we couldn't be helping a more deserving audience.
What do you think makes a good entrepreneur?
Well, you know, I used to say, or I love to say that when you were a kid, did you like to play Monopoly or Chutes and Ladders? Because, you know, most people gravitate to Monopoly, and it's kind of the Chutes and Ladders folks that are the entrepreneurs in my mind. The Monopoly guys are the finance guys and the very, you know, sort of traditional type approach to solving problems. But if you love Chutes and Ladders as a kid, then you're probably made for being an entrepreneur later in life.
I love Chutes and Ladders now. I love that game.
Oh, yeah, I get knocked down, I get back up again, right?
That's it. I'm coming back for you. Okay. I love the fact that you're on the show. Thank you so much. We will definitely be your cheerleaders over here. Visit alignable.com. Thank you very much, Eric.
Thanks, Phil. Awesome to meet you, and look forward to meeting in person someday soon.
Oh, next time you're in San Diego, we'll get you on Torrey Pines.
Deal, my friend. That's
yeah, man.
All right, take care.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening and being part of this.
When there appears no way in, when my demons push me out, when my senses advocate retreat and the path forward is cloaked in doubt, there I will be, standing tall and ready. When I feel alone in my pursuit of tomorrow or tempted by the comfort of yesterday, when pride whispers of their relentless criticism and my legs cry out in exhaustion, there I will be, standing tall and ready. When hell rains down, when faith lets up, when my reason for beginning is replaced by a million little reminders of all that can go wrong, there I will be, standing tall and ready. When the sky looks like a ceiling, when the floor feels like home, when every light dims and every fear illuminates, when eyes roll and doors lock, when the sun submits, the clouds emerge, gravity flexes and my knees tremble, there I will be.